أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسب الذين يعملون السيئات أن يسبقونا ساء ما يحكمون. من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم. ومن جاهد فإنما يجاهد لنفسه إن الله لغني عن العالمين. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولنجزينهم أحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. In the beginning ayats of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about iman being a condition of the heart, and because of that tests will come upon a person, because one has brought iman, and it is a requisite of that iman that one remains steadfast. So these tests will always test us with regards to our steadfastness on our iman and on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the issue of those people that impose difficulties and had tried and caused tribulation upon the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam from time to time. Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. To those people who practice ill, they practice evil, do they think, do they perceive, أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَا, that they will escape us, they will supersede us, سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. If these are their thoughts, then evil is what they had judged. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them that you impose difficulties upon my servants, you impose difficulties upon the Muslims, the Ummat, and do you think that you're going to escape our adab, you are going to go on forever and ever, or you are going to supersede us, that when our punishment comes upon you, you will be able to overpower us. That is never going to happen. That when that adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab escapes none. So if these are their thoughts, then the judgment is perverted. Very evil a judgment they have made. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws their attention to the fact that these are my servants. You are going to put them through all these difficulties, but at the end of the day, you are also going to be paying for it. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses that issue with regards to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way also clarifies the issue and consoles the hearts of the believers. There are those in the ummah, like when we look at the current situations throughout the world, we think and we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's retaliation, Allah Ta'ala's punishment must come the next day. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most tolerant. The clemency of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is far exceeding. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a fair chance of respite to those who disbelieve, those who cause harm to the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also gives us that amount of ease and that amount of comfort. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتِ. Again addressing those who have brought perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says that that person who has the hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly the time of Allah, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certainly to come. That here Allah Rabbul Izzat draws our attention to the fact that we should be focused towards akhirat, towards the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And this theme had been continuing from the previous surah also, that when you and I can bring this very firm yaqeen in our hearts, and this becomes ever present in our minds at all times, that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that promise is to come, that day of judgment is to come, that day we are going to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is going to be the day of reckoning, it is going to be the day of accountability, then obviously our amal and our actions, our akhlaq, our character, our personality, our interpersonal relationships with others will all change, because now we know that there is going to be accountability. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all knowing. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And that person who struggles, that person who strives, who puts all his effort towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, towards pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, towards lowering his own nafs and his own desires, فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Then certainly he strives and he struggles for his own benefit. That benefit that a person gets in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat is the benefit that one himself will acquire and achieve. It is not going to increase the greatness of Allah in the slightest bit. It is not going to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat shows his total independence also. Inna Allah la ghaniyun anil alameen. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever independent from the entire universe. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qualities. So here, whether man makes the ibadat of Allah or whether man denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of all this. But at the same time, in the next ayat, Allah also shows his rahmah, that despite the fact that we all struggle and we strive to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have brought iman and they have practiced righteously, لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Then most certainly we will forgive them their sins. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Despite the fact that he is not in need of our ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still forgive our sins when we strive and we struggle in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And after forgiving us and after pardoning our sins, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, we will most certainly recompense them, we will reward them better than their actions, better than what they had did. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. So whilst our ibadat is not going to benefit Allah in the slightest, but it is not going to increase the ranks of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but at the same time Allah totally and purely because of his compassion, his kindness, Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. So in these ayat, Allah ta'ala has addressed two parties. The party that imposes difficulty against the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Rabbul Izzat is very clear that they will never escape Allah Rabbul Izzat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who struggle, those who strive for the sake of Allah, for them Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward them. And of course, the reward being better than our actions, that is Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.